a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Mate, you are back after your trip up the coast of New South Wales with the three boys and your beautiful wife, Dodsey, and no tech.
Tech-free road tripping. Yeah, we made the decision. We thought, hey, there are a couple of beautiful spots that Dodsey went to when she was a kid. We thought we'd love to go and explore them. Sort of talking mid to northern New South Wales coast. Mm-hmm. And we said, hey, every kid's got to experience a road trip at some point in time. Mm. Let's do it, but let's go tech-free.
Big claims. There was a little hump. A little loophole that we saw and Tom and I discussed last week whilst you were away.
Whether it was a breach.
Mm.
What did you think the breach was?
Well, your lovely wife Dodsey posted some Kick Academy gear on her Instagram.
She knew that you two were going to be onto her immediately.
Oh, yeah. We had alerts set up.
Yeah. One work post. Yeah. Or was it one or two?
It was one. Okay. A video. Mm. And Tom and I discussed it and we put it to the people.
That's right. And it was deemed a breach of the tech-free holiday, yes.
This was after the kids had gone to sleep. Dodsey had to put a work post promoting sign-ups for this term's Kick Academy group.
Did we declare it a breach?
Yeah, we did.
No, we did.
No, it was declared a breach.
Well, can I tell you, though, on the road trip part of it, in the car, we stuck strong. There was no tech other than the phone playing tunes through the Bluetooth in the car. The way we were able to do it was Dodsey made up travel packs.
Oh!
Now she's also made up travel packs for Tom and Loggy.
All right, here we go.
This is what the kids had instead of iPads and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, my God.
Cool.
A record.
You got a footy record, Log?
Footy record. Amazing.
I've got Sporty Kids Basketball, young adult novel, I imagine that is.
Yes. Knew that one was just for you with basketball.
This is so good. A road trip scavenger hunt that's been printed from the work. You can tell it's been printed from a work printer.
Yeah.
I've got Henry's one, middle child, bless. What a good time. He saw a bird, a church, flowers. And
I've
a barn.
I've got Max's one. I've got your older son, Max's one. And he's ticked pretty much everything except a person on a phone, on a cell phone.
Oh, same
so
here.
So there you go. Same well done. Here. That proves the tech-free thing.
The holiday word hunt.
What's this Connect 4?
You go Connect 4 with some little counters there, Tommy. You can balance that one on your lap and play with the kids.
Oh, this okay.
Great.
There we go.
Pringles, sour cream and onion.
Oh, nice.
Little snacky.
Dodsey did want me to tell you both that you can eat all the food in those packs.
Yeah.
Just can you return the books?
The if books,
you
don't okay, mind. Sure.
Joke, tiny teddies and a four pen.
A joke book, spy maze puzzles. Yeah, right. I'm noticing a theme.
Is Sporty Kids, I thought you would have gone with Specky McGee or something of that variety.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. As you can tell, I haven't done a lot with these packs.
Mentos and Tic Tacs.
Oh, my God, Tom, she's taking us back to the 80s. Okay.
No, because Indy's got one of those as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Do kids have them? Okay,
yeah.
So it's a ring toss in the water, and you have to try and get all the rings. That is so hard.
You press the button.
The pressure pushes the little rings up.
Oh, my
Lollipops.
God. That's amazing.
See, so this is what you can do. Tech-free, everyone.
Okay.
It was liberating.
For about 5 minutes, and then I'll be like, what's on Insta?
What's on Insta? Let me start scrolling.
Why did you do that accent?
You know what made it even more special, tech-free, the road trip?
Mm.
Was when we got just outside of Sydney. On the way up, mind you, so still a trip back, I don't even know what it's called. It's the camera at the front of the car. I'm not talking about one of those little GoPro cameras.
Yeah.
The actual built-in sensor cameras
like
the new
lane.
Cars.
Yeah.
Lane,
yeah.
Yep, that sort of thing, crash warning things and all that. Yeah. It malfunctioned. But what was really, really cool for my sanity was when it malfunctions, it takes out the cruise control. So I did old school road tripping.
Oh, my God.
I drove the rest of the way and all the way back with no cruise control.
Fully tech-free.
My foot was cramping on the way back. I actually had to keep it on the accelerator.
No power steering in the Kingswood.
Yeah, wind up windows.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
That was great fun.
Oh, well done. Yeah. You did it, and we didn't doubt it for a second.
No, we absolutely did. Yeah, we were sure it wouldn't work. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. So, recently became a homeowner like 5 weeks ago and sort of still finding our way. Still haven't quite hung photos, haven't put a nail in the wall yet, that kind of thing. Mm. Little list of jobs, little things to change, but 5 weeks have gone past, and yes, it is winter, but the lawn is still growing, right? So had a little moment yesterday where I was like, do you know what? I think it's time.
Oh.
I think it's time for the first time to mow my own lawn.
Do you have a mower?
No, I do not.
Oh, yeah.
What I do have is a mower that was my stepdad's, who we were living with.
Yeah.
He was like, you guys are going to need a mower. You've got lots of lawn. You're going to need a mower. Take this. Oh. I'm going to get myself a new one.
Bless.
Anthony's a saint.
Isn't he? He's a superstar. Superstar. Anyway, so I had it. He'd even give me a little jerry can with some petrol in it.
And you're like, where does this go?
Yeah, no, I know how to mow lawns.
Do mowers need petrol?
Mate, every 3 months in rentals, you've got a bloody, you know, you get inspected. So I've mowed many a lawn, but never my own lawn.
Oh.
So, and I always borrowed a lawnmower, obviously.
Yeah.
So I had this one, so I'm ready to go, and I'm like pulling the chain, can't, nothing's happening.
Yeah. Was it even doing any of that? Just
nah,
no noise?
Nah, nothing's like, just whatever.
You get angry, don't you? Mm. You get angry very quickly.
Yeah, and so I called him all steamed up. I was like, Anthony, you've given me a dud. Anyway, he's like, oh, that's weird. I'll pop over. So bless him, he gets in the car and he drives over and he has a go on it as well and can't get it to start. So we think it's a spark plug issue or something.
Yeah. Oh, genuine issue.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say,
then, so then he goes, he's like, I'll go get my tools and I'll come back and we'll have a look at the spark plug. All right.
Oh, my God.
And then he calls me again. He goes, oh, I'm out the front of the garage. Can you come and open the garage, roll up the garage, and the Schmick new lawnmower that he bought himself is there. He goes, we'll sort out the old one later. Take this, use it. And it's like a... It's like a, I don't know what, a Massport?
Honda?
Is that a brand? Massport? Yeah. It's a very flash one and it just goes and it cuts really well. And so I was
you got the first mow on his new mower?
No, he's used it at his place.
Oh, he has used
it.
Okay, yeah.
So he started it and he did like sort of right up the backyard, right sort of along the fence. And then I was like, oh, I can probably do that. And he's like, oh, yeah, you do it. And then I started mowing. He's like, I'm going to leave you with it. And sort of, and off he went and left me unsupervised with his brand new mower. And I did the backyard and then I did the front yard. And then our nature strip is like, it might as well be Teesdale or Lethbridge or something. We've got sort of the width of a road as our nature strip.
Yeah.
So for the next sort of hour and a half, all you could hear in my area is as I'm mowing the lawn.
Nice.
People are driving past. I'm like, yeah.
How far did you go either side, nature strip wise?
Into other people's yards. Yeah. Well, no, there's no footpath, so that's sort of, it's like I'm bang on my fence line and that's it. One of my fence lines is the driveway and the other around the corner, because I'm on a corner block, like all the way around, and I got to the end of my fence.
So really just sort of getting to know your neighbours and doing nice deeds for them.
Yeah, well, the lawn wasn't very long at that point. And so they're out there like, oh, check out this keen bean. He's just bought his first home and he's out there mowing the lawn. Doesn't need to be, but...
You are now...
Well done.
...a middle-aged man. Well done, Tom.
I'm on the grass. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. I just thought I'd reiterate, because it's what everyone's talking about this morning. Woolies have announced Australia's first crop of a unique onion named Happy Chop. It will be available in stores across New South Wales, Victoria and ACT from the 12th of July, so it's that Wednesday. Until September, while stocks last, Happy Chop, what do you reckon that means, Lingy?
Onion. Yeah. I'm assuming it's got something to do with tears.
No, onion.
Onion.
Ha.
Huh. Yeah, the two of you.
No.
What is it? Is it
it's an onion,
is
isn't
it? A Victorian thing?
He always rips me for saying it wrong.
Well, how do you spell it? U-N-G.
This guy.
Onion.
How do you pronounce it?
Onion.
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 I'm sorry.
How does it feel up in your ivory tower?
Oh, God.
Why don't you go hang out with the MCC members?
Exactly.
And
I'm so glad, Lingy, that you're here.
You guys are working against these Happy Chop ones and making me want to cry.
Are they really ones that don't make you cry?
Yeah.
Tears?
Yeah.
Idea.
So genetically modified?
No.
No. Well, I wouldn't say that, and I would never say that, and I did say that earlier on the show, and I retract my statement.
Scientifically adapted.
Scientific adaptation that's taken decades to create using natural methods, including crossbreeding of existing onion varieties. They're the labradoodle of the onion world.
Yeah. Let's natural. Cure cancer? No. Let's stop people crying around onions. Mm. And I've got a feeling that we've got a test coming up. Oh. Will you two put your eyes amongst some onions?
Yeah.
Onions that have been cut. And then the happy chop ones. And
yeah,
then
sure. See. Yeah, all right. Yeah,
if we'll you can get little, some.
All right.
We'll do a little sniff test.
No.
Onions.
Onions. Can you buy me some onions?
You done?
Onion.
You done.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, Lingy, you missed a lot last week. The eyebrow gear, if you guys want to sort of help us bring eyebrow piercings back, we can sort that out with you thanks to our mates at Body Pleasure Piercing. So let us know.
Because Tom wants
get yourself a couple of Tom holes.
Tom wants to be cool again.
I am cool. You guys just need to catch up.
It is true.
Something else that I had to do, or I started the process of last week, was moving the trampoline from where we had been living at Mum and Anthony's place.
Oh, yes.
The 2.2 kilometres from one side of Petulis Road to the other in Lara.
Please tell me you videoed this. How have you done it?
Well, so I wasn't sure how to do it. Now, just a bit of background, it's an 8-foot round pink trampoline.
Okay. Stands out.
Yep. And so I've taken the walls and the roof off. So now it's just the trampoline. I don't know if you've ever had your boys jumping on a trampoline without walls, but it's horrifying. As a child who did it, it was fine. But as a parent, you're hopping from one side to the other trying to make sure you can catch them.
I don't know how we survived our childhood without walls to our trampoline. Okay, so you've taken walls off, roof off.
Yep, but that's fine because they just clamp on and off and they sort of can lay flat. So, okay. So I know it took us a good sort of 5.5 hours to set up the trampoline initially, so I don't want to dismantle the main sort of majority of the actual trampoline itself to transport it, especially given that we're only going a couple of k's.
And he doesn't want to pay anyone either for help.
No, and with a couple of, it's not an option, you know, middle of the night, like 1 or 2 in the morning, to just sort of roll the trampoline.
Well, that's what I do. One of the options. I didn't even think about midnight. I was going to do it during the day. Just roll it down the footpath.
Bit of peek out. The footpath's a big.
Through the wetlands there.
Knock some people over.
So there was that. That was an option. People said put it on the roof of the car and get sort of 4 people to sort of hold a la a mattress kind of thing.
That's what I want to see. The footage of that.
Yeah.
We're not sure if that's legal, though.
So, and the other issue is, right, the setup at Mum's place is there's no side gates to get the, so you've got the garage, which is built into the house on one side, and it's got a roller door at the back of the garage as well as 2 at the front, right? But it was a matter of, are we going to be able to get it through that roller door?
Have you measured?
We sort of did.
Oh. Measured with hope.
Well, the thing is, we've still got the legs on, so if we put it up on a diagonal angle, the leg is still going to get in the way.
Yeah.
Anyway. So this weekend was the weekend, and you're right, I didn't want to get anyone else to help us. So we got ready to go, and Saturday was the day because we had guests coming over on Sunday, and in fact, we wanted to have the trampoline at our place ready to go so the kids could play on, you know. But then Saturday was very windy.
Oh, it was too.
Of course.
And I thought, the trampoline is traditionally quite the wind sail thing.
Yeah.
And I just thought, you know, whatever happens, if it does get picked up and sort of reefed away from me, I'm going to have to make a decision. Do I hold on and go with it?
Yeah.
Or do I let it go and does it hit the front of someone's house?
And then you just walk away.
And now I've said on the radio that I've got a pink bloody trampoline.
Did you think about actually taking the mat off?
No, the springs, it's not negotiable. I'm not getting involved with those springs. They are a nightmare.
Okay.
They are a nightmare. Sure. So at the moment, it is half in the garage. We opened the back roller door and we've got it sort of half in the garage. Well, I think if we really push hard, it's going to go through the garage door and then be able to come out the front. And the best plan I've got at the moment is Anthony's got a 6x6 cage trailer. The trampoline itself is 8x8, but by the time you sort of have the wheels of the trailer, that's sort of about 8x8
and 6x6.
Yeah, do your maths there, Tommy. And the cage, so it's not going to fit in the cage.
No, we're going to tie it on top of the cage.
Okay. Maybe, are you just trying to entice maybe some criminals to come and try and steal it, get it down about a K and a half and then just leave it on the side of the road and then you just make up the end?
Please head north. If you steal the trampoline, head north and then I'll intercept you just a couple of streets from my place.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.